Boston is frequently mentioned as a city taking bold steps to deal with environmental challenges. Yet there's this disturbing statistic. About 75% of Boston's waste ends up in incinerators or landfills. But city officials want to dramatically reduce that over the next three decades. WBUR environmental editor Barbara Moran joins us now to talk about what the city is calling the Zero Waste Boston Plan. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So what does the city want to do and why?
The city wants to drastically reduce the amount of garbage that it produces and that goes into incinerators. And the reason they want to do this is partly to help reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. About 6% of the greenhouse gas emissions from Boston come from garbage, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And that may not seem like a lot, but it's really important for the city to reduce that to meet their emission goals. Here's Chris Cook, who's the chief of environment, energy, and open space for the city.
We think about the amount of trash that is being sent to incinerators. If there's recyclable materials or compostable materials in that mix, we're never going to achieve carbon neutrality. So we have to begin down this road.
And so beginning down this road means what, Barbara? How are they going to do this?
The low-hanging fruit, so to speak, is composting. So composting food waste and yard waste. Right now, compostable stuff makes up about 36% of the trash in Boston. It's unbelievable, right? Mm. So the city's doing a couple things to deal with that. In July, they're going to start increasing yard waste pickups from 17 to 20 weeks. Also on 20 weekend days, residents can drop off yard waste at Boston's composting facility. They're going to start optional residential composting in the fall. It'll be a subscription service, but they're really expecting high interest from people. Here's Chris Osgood, who's Boston's chief of streets, on why this is such a big part of the plan.
The most transformative ones, I think, are most focused on composting, just because that is such a big part of the pie. It is something which we know that residents are looking for. So we're really focused on those things that we know the community wants and are going to really move the needle on what we're throwing away.
Osgood also pointed out that about 39% of trash is actually stuff that we should be recycling, and they want to get that stuff out of the garbage, too.
But weren't cities canceling recycling programs because China's not buying it anymore?
Yeah, that's true, and the city wants to buck that trend. They say one of the main reasons that China and these other countries are rejecting our recycling is because we're bad recyclers, basically, because we're contaminating the recycling by putting all this stuff in there, like styrofoam and plastic bags and food that it's not supposed to be in there. So they're trying to roll out kind of an education program to help people become better recyclers. And they're also planning to roll out household textile recycling in the fall and with a residential pickup. And they're hoping to include shoes in that and also stuffed animals.
Hello.
They're going to take your teddy bear, Deb.
And then I'll go.
Your blankie.
My blankie. And what about the reducing? What about that? What about getting folks to reduce that side of the equation?
Yeah, I thought that part of the plan was a little weak. There's a lot of other municipalities talking about or already banning single-use plastics, plastic straws, styrofoam, things like that. Boston, the city's not ready to go there yet. They said those type of rules might be more effective on a state or regional level.
And what about cost? How much might this cost?
Some of it's going to be paid for by residents, like the household composting. If they want it, they can subscribe to it. The city's really optimistic that people will sign up. There's other sources of funds like grants and fines on bad recyclers. But the city does say the plan could cost about $58 million a year to implement. They think about $40 million of that could be offset by reduced trash collection and disposal. But overall net cost, they're estimating about $5 per household per month.
Now, the city has had a lot of plans for dealing with environmental challenges, a climate action plan, a resilient Boston Harbor plan. But this one really requires that residents get on board. And as you say, some consider us bad recyclers, and it might be tough to get people on board. How did the city say at all how they might try to get more people on board with this?
Well, they did say that they have a lot of requests for things like composting and leaf waste recycling. So they do think there's a high interest for that and people will do it. The sort of recycling plastic and cans and that kind of stuff, I think that's going to be tough. I mean, we're already sort of proving ourselves to be kind of bad recyclers. They think people will rise to the challenge if they're educated and, you know, have a better receptacles to do it. But, you know, they can always start really laying on the fines, too, if it comes to that.
All right. WBUR environmental editor Barbara Moran, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.